What is up, guys? It's your boy Johnny Buck here on the Johnny Buck Show. We're gonna jump into it, real quick podcast today. Hopefully, we'll see. I tend to ramble, but so the usual stuff. If you guys get anything out of this, please share, like, whatever it is you guys do on whatever platform. 5-star reviews, all that wholesome goodness. So I'm going. It's not political, but I'm gonna talk about politics today. So just bear with me. So I don't fucking trust politicians. Joe Biden's full of shit. Kamala Harris full of shit. I'm fairly sure Trump's full of shit. Less full of shit than most, but still full of shit. Bush is full of shit. RFK, Robert Kennedy, he's full of shit. They're all full of fucking shit. Obama's full of shit. Governor Cooper's a piece of shit and full of shit. Manheimer, the mayor of Asheville's a fucking piece of shit and a cunt. But all of this is because they're full of shit, right? And the reason I'm telling you this is, do you trust the politicians, right? Right? The answer is fucking no. I don't trust any of them. I don't trust a single fucking one of them. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them, and I can throw like a motherfucker. So my point, people, not baseballs and stuff. But my point is, we don't trust politicians because of what? What reason? The same reason over and over and over again. They tell us one thing. We're gonna do this. Perfect. Awesome, man. All right, I believe you this time. Then they what? They don't fucking deliver. They're full of shit. They lie. They don't tell us the truth. They underdeliver, or they don't even deliver at all, right? Because they're looking for the best, their best interest, whatever's easiest for them, whatever's best for them, okay? So we don't trust them. And once we start breaking that trust, it's gonna take significantly more winning on their part. Winning by, what I mean by that is significantly more over delivery to build that trust back, right? And the reason I don't want you guys to be like that is because once we start lying to ourselves, we start breaking that trust. We start lowering our personal credit score. So how this relates is anytime you tell yourself that I'm going to get up early tomorrow and go for a run or a walk or whatever, and you don't do that, you're a politician. You say one thing, you don't deliver, right? The trust goes down. Your personal credit score goes down. So you go from 800 to fucking 750. All right, I'm gonna eat well today. So you do real good all day, then you get home, you start shoving fucking ice cream sandwiches and chips and salsa in your face. You're now telling yourself, hey, 750, 700. You're breaking that trust because you fucking, we're gonna deliver this to you. You're a politician, all right? You're gonna get this. All right, cool. You told me I'm gonna get whatever it is. Perfect. You didn't deliver. I don't trust you. So it's really fucking important that we don't run the politics game with ourselves. Okay, in order for us to keep trusting ourselves, in order for us to build that trust, we have to do things that make us believe in ourselves. Every time we lie to ourselves about something, it whittles away at our personal credit score. Right? I'm gonna work out today. I'm gonna work out 5 days this week. I'm gonna work out 10 days this week. I'm gonna work out, whatever the fuck it is. Right? If we don't do that, we're lying to ourselves and we lose trust in ourselves. It's something I had to really build back. For me, it was simple as do 100 push-ups a day. All right, 75 hard is one of the most important, not important, one of the most powerful things I've done. All right, I've done it twice now. I've started it multiple times, but I've done it twice, and that's a way to build trust. It's not a weight loss. It's not a fucking weight loss challenge, you idiot. It's a self-discipline and building trust thing. It's unfucking believable. I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna wait until probably January or so. New year, new me type shit. And no reason other than I want to enjoy my holidays. I've done it before. I know I can do it. I'll probably do it even easier now. But I want to build that trust back, and I think that's a great way to do it. So if you guys are struggling with whatever it is, right? Whether it's diet, finances, spending money, relationships, whatever that situation is, you guys have to stop being a fucking politician. You have to start delivering to yourself. You have to stop lying to yourself. Start doing the things that you know you need to do to win. That's all it is. It's plain and fucking simple. It's not easy, right? So start small. I'm going to get up tomorrow morning early. All right, set yourself up for success. My phone, the alarm you just heard go off, all right, I have them set throughout the day. That's to remind me to do a coaching call here in a little bit. But take your alarm, set it up in the other room. Make it physically difficult for you to go get that. So you have to get out of bed, hit the button, right? I talk about different things that are easy and hard, but I just want you guys to see this, man. I think it's a really good fucking topic. It was something I thought about today when I was working. You know, I was supposed to do one thing. That got fucked up. So I pivoted a little bit, and I kept working in that general direction. So I didn't lie to myself. I very easily could play video games, and I would have preferred that. But that's not what I did today. So don't be a politician, right? If you are going to be a politician, be the one who the fucking government wants to assassinate because you're for your people and your people are you. So that's it, guys. I hope you got something out of this. I love you. I want to see you win. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. Johnny Buck 2 on Instagram is probably the easy way to do it. I will catch you guys later. Peace.